Kosovo is celebrating 10 years of independence this year. It's Europe's newest nation and one of Europe's poorest places, its most visible export being the thousands of Kosovars the country sends abroad in search of work. But by one marker, it's made progress. Women are playing a bigger role in public life in what has traditionally been a very macho society. Joanna Kakissis has our story from Kosovo.
On a chilly day in the countryside of eastern Kosovo, I get a crash course on why this is such a man's world. My teacher is Veprora Shehu, who runs a women's center here. Like most Kosovars, she's ethnic Albanian. She explains the ancient Albanian moral code called the Kanun.
Well, that was like the first constitution, I would say.
Was it written then, the Kanun?
Written, yes. It is existing in written. Kanun of Lek Dukagjini.
Lek Dukagjini was an Albanian nobleman who lived 500 years ago. His kanun gave all power and rights to men. Women, on the other hand, were, and I quote, sacks for carrying children.
And to tell you the truth, I couldn't stand to read it.
Shehu says that modern law has, of course, replaced the kanun, but she still sees its influence in the shaming of rape victims and domestic violence survivors and in education.
Especially in some places, in some smaller villages, there is education of only sons, not daughters.
But in the decades since this nation declared independence, women in Kosovo are starting to take charge. Consider the police force, where women only held desk jobs before the 1998-99 War of Independence from Serbia.
The work in the uniform was more seen as the jobs which are reserved only for the men's and for the muscles.
That's Atifeta Yahyaga. She joined the force in her 20s, just after the war. International organizations pushed for half of police officers to be female. Men said women should be excused from rigorous physical training.
But I never ever allowed that because we were not building a woman police officer, a man police officer. We were building police organization in accordance to the best international standards.
By her 30s, Yahyaga held the top rank of general lieutenant colonel. The U.S. then nudged the male-dominated parliament in the strongly pro-American country into selecting Yahyaga as the first female president of Kosovo. It's a largely ceremonial role, but she used it to promote women's equality.
She had to go through hell in the beginning because she was criticized for everything, even her bag, even her dress, for everything.
Igbala Rogova leads the Kosovo Women's Network. She says Yahyaga won people over.
She was not going with these bulletproof SUVs. No, she was all the time going in the street and meeting people, having coffee with people. You don't see other presidents doing that.
Rogova and other activists also pushed for a gender quota that requires women to hold a third of seats in parliament and municipal councils.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Parliamentary Deputy Vyosa Osmani says she hears male politicians grumble privately that quotas promote quantity over quality.
To me, this kind of language is really insulting because I never really hear someone talking about the quality that men in the parliament offer.
Osmani outvotes the men in her party. The 36-year-old law professor is considered a rising star in Kosovo's politics. She's trying to bring more women to the table.
If it's just two women out of 25, those two women need to really, really fight really strong for those others who have never made it to the table. And then fight to get another two, another two, another two.
Until, she says, it represents a society that's looking a lot less like a man's world. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Pristina, Kosovo.